This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 337 for Thursday, April 4th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are lower on Thursday morning as the market corrects itself after a series of gains. The May canola contract gives up $5 at $629.20 per ton, and the July contract loses $4.90 at $638 per ton. Pressure on the Canadian oilseed is coming from declines in the Chicago soy complex, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil. Global crude oil prices are relatively steady, providing little direction to the oilseeds. While canola is close to its 20-day moving average, it remains well above its 50-day average. Canola crush margins edge up a little, with the old crop position slightly more than $170 per ton above the futures. As spring planting approaches, reports say the driest areas of the prairies are southern Manitoba and the Peace River region of Alberta. The Canadian dollar is higher on Thursday morning, with the loonie rising to 74.18 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 73.87. The United States Department of Agriculture reports a private sale for more than 150,000 tons of old crop corn to Mexico. The USDA releases its export sales report, and for the week ending March 28th, soybean sales are just over 194,000 tons of old crop and a little short of market expectations. Soy meal export sales include more than 202,000 tons of old crop and 32,600 tons of new crop. Those for soy oil are 3,100 tons of old crop, all are within market expectations. U.S. corn export sales meet trade expectations at 948,000 tons of old crop, along with 11,400 tons of new crop. Wheat export sales are 16,100 tons of old crop and 262,000 tons of new crop. Despite the paltry old crop sales, they are still within market guesses. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Thursday morning. The May contract loses 3.5 cents at $11.79 per bushel. May soy oil drops 0.2 cents at 48.19 cents per pound. May soy meal adds $2.30 at $332.30 per short ton. Chicago corn is higher, with the May contract up 3 cents at $434.50 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower as the May contract loses a nickel at $3.39. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed, with Chicago May shedding 0.75 cents at $5.55. Kansas City May adds 4 cents at $5.85.50. And Minneapolis May rises 6 cents at $6.45. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday morning, April 4th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.